I'd like to call the meeting to order at 9:11, no, 9:07 a.m. I ask as a courtesy to y'all that you silence your cell phones. I would also like to remind our directors to turn their microphones on and off each time they speak to help with the quality of the audio and video recordings. Each director received notice of the board meeting, and the public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Directors Bell, Brashear, and White indicated they would not be present for this meeting. We have set aside at this time to hear from you, the general public, those of you that are interested in providing comments, have filled out one of the cards available at the receptionist's desk, will be called on to approach the podium to make your comments at this time. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. That is not our requirement. It's state law. Board is limited in its ability to participate in discussion or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at a public meeting and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate on actions or act on any matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide everyone an opportunity to speak, we request that each presentation be limited to 3 minutes. Our first speaker this morning will be Mark Danielson.
Thank you for having us. Clearly, our water situation has significantly changed since your last quarterly meeting. In a single month, Texas went from extreme drought to flooding. While this deluge was most welcomed, by most anyway, it doesn't change our requirements for water conservation. My final assignment in the Navy was to serve as the project officer to reopen Carswell Air Force Base as Naval Air Station Fort Worth Joint Reserve Base. Our primary goal was to combine several bases and eliminate duplication. The only difference between military and state asset management is its scale of operation. In both cases, there must be an equitable distribution of assets. In our case, we're talking about water. At the May quarterly meeting, the slide presentation predicted that the Texas population would nearly double by the year 2060. In its discussion about new water, only 2% was coming from desalination. Board Director Dr. White challenged this, but the presenter quickly moved on. New water can only come from two sources: additional man-made lakes or desalination. Since much of the state's river water is being sent to the coast, it only makes sense to construct desalination plants there and retain upstream water for metroplexes that are expanding at a cancerous rate. Many years ago, California had a desalination plant in San Diego. For whatever reason, that plant was sold and moved to Kuwait. And now California is facing its own historical drought. With populations exploding and climate change unpredictable, it's clear that Mother Nature cannot be relied upon to provide our water. According to the BRA website, it's predicted the 2016 expense is $55.7 million with an income of $70 million. BRA income is expected to increase to $158 million by 2032, although there is no explanation as to how this will occur. While I'm not clear where this profit goes, it only makes sense to invest it in an infrastructure that will keep Texas alive. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you, sir. Seeing there's no other speakers, we will now move to the first agenda item.